This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Thank you. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is National Masturbation Month 2009, and we will celebrate for at least one other show in the month of May, which is, in fact, National Masturbation Month. But tonight, we also want to blend with it the masturbation theme and Mother's Day, and it wasn't easy to think about how we were going to merge the two trains of thought, but we did it, and we have a lot to celebrate, a lot of tunes to play, and a whole lot of shit. We'll just get as much of the music and the content as possible, and when we run out of time, we will save the rest for a future show. Right now, we are going to begin with Monster Magnet doing Dinosaur Vacuum.
is a drag, it's a big, big drag. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice pine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and eat Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Drug is a nice cold beer. Bear, 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 bear. We love beer. I get thrills from pills, but mostly chills from real beer. Tussin' in a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze, I chew. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene. Caffeine only makes me mean. Puff spray paint ain't so quaint. It gives you headaches and makes you faint. Gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all, and it might sound weird, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love bear.
of the Moscow bullets missed. Ask him what he thinks of voting communist. Ask the Dalai Lama in the hills of Tibet. How many months did the Chinese get in a war-torn swamp? Stop any mercenary and check the British bullets in his armory.
This is Dr. Greed, and when I'm not laughing at urban patients and screwing over anyone with Medicaid, I sit with my administrator, Igor and Drag, and listen to my favorite band, which is Cradle of Filth. And they did a beautiful song for Mother's Day entitled Lord Abortion. come. The Reverend is in.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio4All.net. And updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody. And please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex at Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush, God speaks through me.
It's the name of Allah.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, big thanks to Mr. Scott, who recorded that usually used opening of the last umpteen years for this show. So the only thing you didn't hear in the recording was the set list for the first set of tonight's show, which means you heard me first and the Gimme Gimmes doing Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? And Different Drum. Before that, you heard The Germs doing Lexicon Devil. Cradle of Filth did Lord Abortion. The Clash did Washington Bullets from the Sandinista CD. Asylum Street Spankers did Beer from the Spanker Madness CD, and started off with Monster Magnet doing Dinosaur Vacuum. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is National Masturbation Month 2009. And with a little bit of a sub-theme of Mother's Day, in case you're listening with your mother, or offspring, or mother figure, or anything of the sort. So I'm not sure about the difference between tonight's show and the very next show, which will also be masturbation-themed, but that will be what the next show is. It is not next Sunday night, as we are off again with plenty of plans and probably the gathering of some radio material through experience, not just in the masturbation sense, but in the living sense, and always perusing through print media, net media, world events, world experience, our own experience, music, raising hell for change, and whatever. So hopefully when we do come back, you'll have some juicy new stories. But we're off next Sunday night, which means we will be back in 2 weeks, which is, what, May 24th. And we will be doing another masturbation-themed show. I'm talking like these guys. And that is in 2 weeks. The title, the exact title to be announced, and the updates, of course, will be up to the minute, and they will be at reverendbookburn.com and the other usual haunts, the MySpace site, and wherever else you read about Reverend Bookburn. So 2 weeks, masturbation-themed show, off next Sunday night. Let's see, we have some birthdays and we have some masturbators. Let's see, former erotic adult video performer. At least I think she's former. I don't know if she's still... actually, I think she is still in the business, because I think she's in that new adult version of a Star Trek film that was just made. But anyway, we have a masturbation pledge from Kara Lott, who said she wanted to do her part for National Masturbation Month and send her greetings. And we don't know about specific masturbation events. And when I say events, that means fundraisers for really good causes. They're usually far away from here, of course, far, far away from the East Coast. And they do masturbate-a-thons for very good causes. We never did resolve that old question we've raised on this show for the last several years, which is, how does one pledge? When Laura Riskell eventually gets on the show again, we'll have to cover that topic. But the usual suspects do events. Laura Riskell, author of The Top 10 Sexual Myths That Screw America. And she's good about covering all kinds of human sexuality issues in her brilliant writings, and also her her great analysis on the sexual schizophrenia of this nation. We love it. We hate it. We want it. We don't want it. We're abstinent. We're horny, etc., and all kinds of mental illness that comes in this weird-ass culture. Laura Riskell is probably doing an event. Dark Lady from darklady.com, and sex writer, sexologist Carol Queen in the San Francisco area, usually does masturbate-a-thons, also for good causes. And, of course, our dear friend, Dr. Susan Block, who put up a Masturbation Month writing on her new blog site, which is Blogamy, She commits blogamy at blogamy at blogamy.com. Dr. Susan Block, masturbation enthusiast and blogamist. And that's all that we know of regarding the masturbatathons and specific events pertaining to National Masturbation Month. And we have birthdays. Let's see. I'm not going to celebrate mine anymore. I figure a solid month, pretty much the entire month of April, was enough shameless self-indulgence. So let's acknowledge other birthdays. Yesterday, the birthday of Lisa Ann, star of the great Sarah Palin porn tape, Who's Nailin' Palin. She played Sarah Palin. I thought it was award-winning, both the film itself and Lisa Ann's performance and acting as the lead character. And I thought she had Palin down pretty well. Also, with everything, not just the hot parts, but also the speaking, the look. She was a fantastic Palin. She's the star of Who's Nailin' Palin and still busy. And yesterday was her birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa Ann. And today, the wife of book burner Sheepish Muffin, so I guess we'll call her Ms. Sheepish Muffin, is 1 year older on this very day, and also celebrating Mother's Day, she is. So, happy birthday and happy Mother's Day to her. All right. It is Mother's Day. So, we've been preoccupied with that, as well as working on the show, working oh so slowly and gradually on the animation project, which we are still determined to do, and miscellaneous other tasks. And so I would say it's pretty varied what our own experiences are. So for the people who directly work on this show in this area, and there's people who work outside this area, most prominently our co-producer and archivist, Pastor Rex Cat, who will probably upload this show, if all goes well, technically, at Radio 4All, Radio Numeral 4All.net, and that'll be linked at ReverendBookburn.com. Archivist, co-producer, he's far away and is a co-producer. But out of the people who are in the immediate area, the experience is varied between family harmony and family not harmony and family strife. So if you're in either of those situations, you could relate to somebody in this operation. And so we deal with that. And also there's, as Carolot pointed out, mother figures in our lives. So we want to acknowledge just anybody who is an advocate of reason, of peace, of using your head, of nurturing, of caring, and otherwise being a mother figure. And actually, that is the origin of Mother's Day. It was a peace advocacy event. And like in everything else, it got co-opted by commercial culture and turned essentially into a commodity, turned into shit, really, and an excuse to sell things for people to buy. But the original meaning was really great, and it was an anti-war event. It was like the Mothers for Peace group of today, except that was the origin of Mother's Day. And so anyway, we all dealt with that today. Happy Mother's Day to all mother types, or mothers of book burners, or mother figures of book burners, or book burners who are mothers. All right. And then we do have a couple of Mother's Day messages that I think also seem relevant to National Masturbation Month. First, we have a message from Carrie Prejean. Carrie Prejean is from California and is, in fact, Miss California, although now her maintaining that crown is very iffy. So, but we'll let her own words speak for her.
Hi, Mom. This is Carrie. I know you saw the picture of me topless at thedirty.com and then them publishing a second picture a couple of days later this past week. But I did it for you. I figure if men masturbate to my topless picture at thedirty.com, then they won't be gay. So, as spokesmodel for the National Organization for Marriage and delusional cultist Tim LaHaye, I thought it would be a good way to further our holy Christian goals. And it led to something I have to tell you about, Mommy. I fucked Reverend Fred Phelps from the God Hates Fags organization. And yes, I know he's grandpa's age, but I did it anyway. And I gotta say, he was reluctant at first to go to bed with me because I'm not a member of his family. But after a while, he warmed up, and then to the fullest extent that he could function, he had his way with me. I'm sorry, Mommy. But anyway, I did nail Fred Phelps, and I got to tell you something else, too. When his wife found out that we also did some of the baby powder role play, and when he had me act like a sheep, she decided that I was really crossing the line and moving into her territory, and I think she's kind of mad. So I just wanted to let you know that in case anything weird happens. But I'm sorry for all of that. I love you, Mommy. And I only did my scandalous photos that could cost me the crown to further good causes like bigotry against gay people and Taliban kind of laws and theocracy and sexual repression. Because that's what they teach me at Tim LaHaye's University. Okay, thank you.
All right, that was from Carrie Prejean, Miss California, and spokesperson for Reverend Tim LaHaye and the National Organization for Marriage, a group of geniuses who seem to all have their little secrets. And speaking of dirty little secrets, it's Happy Mother's Day to multiple women from the VIP of the D.C. Madam's brothel, the late D.C. Madam's place of business, which I thought was far more interesting than the brothel that Elliot Spitzer went to and or the Heidi Fleiss story. Because all of the people at the D.C. Madam's place were moral crusaders, family values, Republicans, TV evangelists, and other people who want to make laws pertaining to your access to birth control, adult entertainment, and criminalizing adult consensual sexual behaviors. One such star and hypocrite was Senator David Vitter, who was not only VIP at the late D.C. Madam's establishment, but as we covered on this show, he paid not only for the predictable services, but also to diaper role play. Lucky staff person to get Senator Vitter, and I think all the money in the world couldn't truly compensate for such a task. But anyway, Senator David Vitter also wishes to wish Happy Mother's Day from Senator David Vitter to all of you who have pampered me and changed me and powdered me. And I gotta go now because I have another teabagger party to speak at. And I have more commentaries to make about the new administration. And I have more laws to propose, like the old ones I proposed, that restricted birth control, abortion, books, movies, magazines, and, of course, all things with the word adult in front of it. Happy Mother's Day to all my mommies from Senator David Vitter. Okay, thank you, Senator Vitter. Let's see, talked out already. Give a couple of plugs and then we'll get back to the music. First is a website that is advocating, I don't know what they're doing, if they're petitioning or just plain advocating, but we linked it at the updated today, reverendbookburn.com. They're advocating a Nobel Peace Prize for Pete Seeger, who just turned 90 and one of the most incredible human beings alive, not just because of the music, but for having the guts that Bob Dylan never had, having the guts that Phil Oakes, a 60s folk singer, did have, and Woody Guthrie, and even Arlo Guthrie, and many others who also put their asses on the line to advocate for humane change and social justice change, and is still at it and just turned 90, and people are pushing for him to get the Nobel Peace Prize, since apparently it's never awarded to anybody after they die, so people have to get it while they're alive. And he still is alive. He just turned 90, and the website is Nobel Prize for Pete. It's the numeral 4 in the address, NobelPrizeForPete.org. And please visit that when you get a moment. And also at the newly updated today, ReverendBookburn.com, a link which, if you don't check out the links or the music videos or the other goodies, one that's very special and should be checked out is the RNC Clown College. And if you've never seen these goonish family values, deregulate the free market capitalists and corporate America and the banks, and people who talk that Reagan and W. Bush shit to this day, after the entire nation is royally fucked. If you've never seen those people in clown outfits, now is the time. And my personal favorite is the clown appearance of Newt Gingrich, although Michelle Bachmann is a close second place, and a few other ding-dongs. They are at RNC Clown College, and there is a link for that at the newly updated ReverendBookburn.com. Let's see. We're going to play a masturbation tune in this next set by the A's. If you're not from Philadelphia, you may not have heard of the A's. They were a Philadelphia punk band in the first wave and did what many consider to be the ultimate masturbation song. And that's coming up. But we're going to play some 420 tunes and a Mother's Day tune from the one and only David Peel. From David Peel and the Lower East Side's Have a Marijuana CD. Let's start off with I've Got Some Grass.
Hey, gang, I've got some grass! Hey! Oh, my God, I ain't got no papers. Oh. We're going to get some papers. Yay. Oh, but the store's closed. Ooh. But I got a pipe. Yay. But we ain't got no matches. Ooh. Oh, what a shame. But I've got some grass. Yay. But I'm busted.
Brought to you by the AFL-CIO-POT. Happy Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day. I am your son, I am a runaway. Living on the east side, always getting stoned, always getting high.
Up against the wall, motherfucker! against the wall, motherfucker. Up against the wall, motherfucker. Up against the wall, up against the wall. Up against the wall, motherfucker. La 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 la.
I believe. I mean, we can't all be like cool rock and roll stars and stuff like that. Some of us have to be teenage jerk-offs.
Less than an hour ago at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, and the marriage ceremony itself ended at 12:42 Eastern Daylight Time. been participating in a lineup to a man. It has been a colorful, splendid, and magnificent occasion. Although in today's mid-80s temperature, some of the formally dressed members of the wedding party may be glad it's over. Still, it's an occasion no one will forget. Dances to be danced, and cake to be either eaten or slept on. Now that choice will depend on the degree of your hunger and or sentimentality. But the day that we're calling Lucy's Day is far from over. We had a couple of tips about what had happened during the ceremony. Lucy Carpenter, Mrs. Johnson's secretary, ran downstairs and said that when Lucy and her father walked down the aisle and he surrendered her to Pat, she turned around to her father and gave him a little pat, as though she was saying goodbye to him. And then, when
you mean not a little pat, but a little pat on the
cheek. You're paying attention, and I'm proud of you. When they were standing for the ceremony, or just before the ceremony, Lucy was so nervous that she was visibly shaking, and she had held her little firm chin out, though, and she was looking up at the magnificent mosaic of Christ. Pat was so moved that he took out a handkerchief and wiped away some real tears during the ceremony. And then also, Bob, very like the two of them, I think, when it came time for their responses, Pat could hardly be heard. His voice, I couldn't be very sincerely moved. But Lucy's voice came through loud and clear.
Isn't that usually the way, as I recall, most of the weddings I've attended, the woman somehow manages to get the words out beautifully, and the man seems to be somewhat, well, I don't want to say reluctant, but he's quiet about it.
It's just what we've been saying all along. It's Lucy's Day.
Betty, during the near frantic activities of the past week, Lucy and Pat did manage to squeeze in time for an interview. Let's listen to it.
Lucy, I think you've said at one time or another that this was not love at first sight. Could you tell us what did happen on that first sight or first date?
I don't mean that in a derogatory way. The situation was so difficult, I can't imagine it.
K.Y. Yes, we give him a crack. With the air.
Patrick met me
Ostrich
in Washington.
Ostrich Hill Repute, Steve Reeves.
He never made it with Steve Reeves.
Well, he sure wishes he could. Well, I really think he's messing with Steve Reeves.
And to other people, and he's very violent to you.
He's very false.
Wasn't love at first sight. Because Lucy had another date that night. Self-explanatory in itself.
He's very infatuated.
In business dealings, your father-in-law sometimes finds a little form of has that been a problem for you? Well, for instance, the traditional asking for a girl's hand, how does that go when you have to ask the president?
Well, then be cool.
The same as it were for any other girl. It wasn't difficult. I was nervous. I told you I weren't nervous. I'd be lying. Is it? No, but it went very well. And everything worked out just fine.
We had gone down to Texas, and there had been reports that we'd gone down there specifically to ask him, to talk to him about it. And we had no intention of doing so. And if we had, it would have been a difficult way to do it. You dream as a little girl looking around and your mother's high heels and dreaming of the day that the man in the white style is going to come off and take you to the other end. cross-section. Since age 6, I've learned about closet space and places to keep linens and cupboard space and things of this nature. And it's adequate for it, and yet it's not above our head.
That's a question, of course, that people are interested in. I think you've been quoted that as saying you're going to live on your paycheck. This is before you decided to go back to school. How did that affect this decision or this wish?
Well, it really doesn't affect it at all, since I have managed to put away a dollar and we'll be fine for a year or so.
There's one question that the law says I have to ask in this kind of interview. How big a family do you want?
Well, we'd like whatever the good Lord chooses to give us.
Is there any argument about that on your side, Ben?
No, sir, there isn't. I can't argue with the Lord.
Lucy, I think you've been quoted as saying you're going to name your first child Kimberly. Is that right?
Well, they'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. They'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Well, they'll stone you when you're walking along the street. They'll stone you when you're trying to keep your feet. They'll stone you when you're walking on the floor. They'll stone you when you're walking to the door. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Da 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 da. Well, they'll stone you when you're at the breakfast table. They'll stone you when you are young and able. They'll stone you when you're trying to make a buck. They'll stone you, and then they'll say good luck. Tell you what, I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Da 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 da. Well, they'll stone you and say that it's the end. They'll stone you and they'll come back again. They'll stone you when you're riding in your car. They'll stone you when you're playing your guitar. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Da 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 da. Well, they'll stone you when you walk all alone. They'll stone you when you are walking home. They'll stone you and then say you are brave. They'll stone you when you are set down in your grave. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. And now for something completely different.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, and it's good to see everybody happy, relaxed, after a wonderful and exciting weekend, and people dealing with their mothers or mother figures, and doing the show, and sitting around masturbating. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce the theme song from Reverend Bookburn's animation show. This is Halliburton Ernie bringing on the animation theme song.
1, 2, 3, 4! Who has got the heavenly father? Yeah. Why
You heard Damage Plan with Dimebag Darrell, R.I.P., doing Fuck You. Social Distortion did Ring of Fire. For that, Mr. Scott and team did Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Knob Dylan and his Knob Salutes did I Wanna Be Your Lover. Before that, you heard about five tracks from the East Village Other, EVO, which was an underground newspaper in the 1960s. This recording is released as an electric newspaper, and this included people who were publishing underground publications in Greenwich Village. This was recorded on Hiroshima Day, August 6, 1966, and included, besides some of the underground publishers of the time, members of the Fugs, members of the Velvet Underground, Allen Ginsberg, and others. And this was from the East Village Other, and they were goofing on then-President Johnson's daughter Lucy's wedding and a whole lot of other weird stuff. Before that, you heard the A's doing Teenage Jerk-Off, and from David Peel and the Lower East Side, you've heard I've Got Some Grass, Happy Mother's Day, and Up Against the Wall. This is Reverend Booker, and the show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is National Masturbation Month, and we are celebrating all month, and we will be celebrating on the next show in 2 weeks, on Sunday night, May 24th. And surprisingly, a lot of the videos of our recent viewing are, well, first, there's nothing new, so there's nothing to review that hasn't been reviewed before on the show. So if you're a veteran book burner, this stuff will already sound familiar, because they're favorites, and while they aren't necessarily masturbation material, they are really great. The first is The Fugitive from the early 90s, which was just fantastic and riveting. And and of course, the villains ended up being closely linked to the pharmaceutical industry. How odd is that? How far removed from the real world? And in addition to The Fugitive, we saw A Time to Kill, which is still one of the all-time greats, even if it's in the more commercial realm, if you will. It's a John Grisham novel, but it was made into a fantastic film, and that's worth watching every couple of years. Citizen Ruth, of course, so we could cheer on the clinic defenders and laugh at the anti-choice people, especially when they showed the scene of Ruth being subjected to the antics of a fake clinic, usually called Pregnancy Care Center, or some weird shit like that. Citizen Ruth, always fun and entertaining, as well as pointed. It does a good goofing on both sides, but it shows things as they are, and shows how retarded anti-choice people are, the terrorist wing within their movement, and of course the professional bullshit artists from their churches in these fake clinics, normally called pregnancy care centers, except when they want to diss the name of a great band to name the fake clinics after them, ABBA. In addition to Citizen Ruth, we saw from High Times magazine a High Times production called Potluck, which is funny because there's kind of a Sopranos sub theme to it, and a focus on a band, as well as a storyline and a plot. But there were plenty of giggles watching it again, even though we'd seen it before. And because of the death of a relative of somebody in Reverend Bookburn's professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, after talking about the film, it led to a re-watching yet again of the greatest film of all time, Harold and Maude, which is a great reminder, always, of life, death, the energy of life, and definitely thinking outside the box, and definitely deprogramming all the shit that is programmed in our heads. Okay, anyway, so this is National Masturbation Month. Now, people who are book burners who are near and far, which means in regular contact, we have predictable masturbation patterns, even when somebody is in the picture. It's like, okay, there's still occasional masturbation just for fun, and it's like, what are the best things for that, besides the obvious, besides porn, and even HBO, almost porn, whether it's Spanish TV, or, oh, it could be anything, it could be a fucking department store catalog, but whatever the case may be, it's something that arouses and stimulates sexual feelings. But we have been researching from the lowest dregs of the human species and found that there are different thrills for them. We're talking, of course, about the total fuck-ups, the total abominations, the lowest slime, lower than every serial killer, lower than any media notoriety figure of the month, worse than even the lowest people in history. People like Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, Sean Hannity, and all of the other defenders and apologists for torture, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh. And we discovered something very unique. Did you bring in that recording of those guys? All right, play the recording. Dick Cheney, thank you for coming to my green room.
Oh, anytime, Mr. Hannity. I just love to comment on the new administration after fucking the economy and the world in the ass without lube. And now I'm all kinds of hot and bothered. Do you have anything good, Sean?
Yes, Mr. Cheney. I have the best of the biggest psycho in the CIA's collection of torture tapes from Abu Ghraib and some of the secret prisons in different countries here and there.
Oh, put one in. I'm hard already. Well, at least as hard as I'm going to get. Hey, yes, Lynn.
All right, here we go.
Oh. Oh, look at that. Waterboarding on the left side and straight up old good old-fashioned torture on the right side.
Pass the Vaseline. Don't take it all. time for me to stroke it.
No, I need the whole bottle. You don't understand. Torture really turns me on.
Well, turns me on too, Mr. Vice President. I mean, Mr. Ex-Vice President. And I need it. Hurry up, I want to come before the screams get louder. Alright, that's enough of that. These guys are joining us in the celebration of National Masturbation Month. However, they are not celebrating in a way that most book burners would celebrate National Masturbation Month, and certainly not the way Dr. Susan Bloch would celebrate National Masturbation Month, or Laura Riskell, or Carolot, or Lisa Ann, or anybody. So we're acknowledging that the ultimate aberrations of the human species are getting off and celebrating. We're getting off at least to the fullest extent that they can attempt to do that. Two torture videos from their friends in the CIA. All right, you have been hearing Damage Plan in the background. But we're going to get to the third set so we don't run out of time. And oh, we have another Mother's Day. Yes. To the wife of Mel Gibson from Mel Gibson.
Happy birthday to my wife and my soon-to-be ex-wife and mother of seven of my children, because there is one on the way. And, of course, happy Mother's Day to my young hottie as well, Oksana. But happy birthday to the mother of most of my children. I'm sorry that as an advocate for old school Catholicism and being an advocate for theocracy like many others in the American Christian Taliban, and making propaganda fictional humorous snuff films, and taking a stand for moral values and Christian supremacy, I turned out to be, like most of my brethren and sistren, an unfaithful, lying sack of shit. And I also wanted to say happy Mother's Day to my new honey, Oksana. So happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Gibson, and to Oksana. And we are going to have to play a song by Municipal Waste that makes fun of my movie that they introduce live as a song about the joys of stomping on the face of Jesus Christ, the thrashing of the Christ. But first, a station ID for Reverend Bookburn from Deborah from the band Davy.
Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davy. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001. We'll be right back.
short. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I remember when my mom and my dad first taught Neil and Jeb and me how to masturbate using that rough alligator cover of the Bible, sticking crosses in our butts, and then inserting holy beads. It was those kinds of family values that really made us so much more of a special family. And we were just reminiscing about that today while wishing my mom a happy Mother's Day. So I would just like to thank all of you book burners for celebrating Mother's Day and National Masturbation Month. We'll be pulling in the Bush House. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
If you'll turn the machine on.
What?
What machine there? Oh, this is Cat again. Here we go. Hello, space.
Are we getting through?
I hear you, Dad.
Is anything happening?
We're flat blasting the broadcasting anyway.
I mean, will they? Will you turn the light knob? I mean, we're on the air.
I know, and all the records are out, not square.
Then good?
What are you talking about, cool?
You say we're getting there.
We've been there since 10 o'clock, sure. Man.
Yeah. Any minute now. Please, be patient. I mean, it's very difficult to contact outer space.
We do it all the time, I kid you not.
Now they're coming through. Here they are.
Yeah.
Wait. The questions will come any minute now.
All those things out there.
Here they are.
Yeah? Hello.
Why, of course.
Certainly.
Yes, we have many, many women here on Earth.
Mad Mellow Muffin.
Beautiful, actually. They're different from men, and we revere them. In fact, women are extremely important to us here on Earth.
This cat's in a rut.
I hope that answers your question.
You have 30 seconds in the booth.
But is there anything else that you'd like to know? Well, I told you about the women. I mean, you're repeating the same question. Maybe you don't have anything like that where you are. By the way, how are things where you are? Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry I brought that up. Is there anything else that you'd like to know? Oh, well, temperature here is very, very nice right now, actually.
39 degrees.
For the time of year.
Yeah.
We like our weather.
Cleveland Chamber of Commerce.
We're very pleased with it. It's been one of the warmest winters we've ever had. Hear that it's been so hot where you are. Well, that's the way things are, you know. Oh, by the way, I'm interested in knowing if you have hydrogen bombs where you are. Oh, I can tell by the way you said that. Is there anything that you'd like to give to us as a message from outer space that would mean something?
Well, I feel like a rocket. I'm a woman, a jet. Know where I'm going and I'm all set. Just got a warning, it's a dangerous flight. Blasting off tonight. I'm gonna fly, fly, fly. I'm gonna find my turtle dove. I'm gonna fly, fly, fly. Destination love. It's 1,001, she will never be found. Odds are against me on leaving the ground. Hoping I get there, I'm aiming so high. I'm still gonna try. I'm gonna fly, fly, fly. I'm gonna find my turtle dove. I'm gonna fly, fly, fly. Destination love. You can call me a fool, but I'm through with waiting and playing it cool. I know there's a baby waiting out there. I'm gonna find her, love her, make her care. I'm gonna fly, fly, fly. I'm gonna find my turtle dove. I'm gonna fly, fly, fly. Destination love. I'm gonna fly, fly.
So you thought you could just sneak out of here like the last 8 years never happened, huh? Just leave somebody else holding the bag while y'all ride off into the sunset. Just a gang of white collar thugs, chicken hawks that like to play soldier with real live action figures, lining your pockets while you bled us dry. Got the audacity to call yourselves the grand old party? Let me tell you what y'all really are. GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, your rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While they under the sorority, all friend drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the where to a start. There's so many of you I despise. Can I get all the fries? Go with the lies. You're trying to force feed us and act like you need us. But if you see a Jackson and Smith, you just delete us. Off the voter rolls like you did in Florida. Hijack the nation with your new world order. Couldn't control it back then, John McCain. So you find a cokehead with a watchful brain. Yeah, Carl Rove, you found your flunky. And I know you grind the organ for that dancing monkey. Couldn't run yourself cause you're too soft and weak. So pathetic Pee Wee Herman would call you a geek. You could never play John Wayne like Georgie Boy. Had them country folk thinking he's the real McCoy. Use the Bible as a prop, just a game of throne. We got burned by the devil's own. The GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, they're rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While they're under the sorority, all friend drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the gap. Yo, Condi, why you smile like you constipated? Tell that overpaid secretary.
wash his hands. Cause you all up on him like some groupie chick. If you're so smart, how you on a dummy's dick? Talking about I'm married to the president. Sounded like a psycho ward resident. See his wife named Pickles and she ain't black. Then again, neither are you. You pass for that. All I see is a token, a broken hoe. Getting pimped by the system, it's time you know. Calling pal had the sense to walk out the door. But you follow Bush to hell if he told you so. See, they took away your spine and they propped you up. Just to add a splash of color and seem less corrupt. But you just co-sign to whatever shit they do. As much blood on your hands as the rest of the crew. GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, they red necks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood. That these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back. Sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers in a sorority or frat. Drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the gap. Shooter, why they call you dick when you the opposite? Just a gigantic pussy with some crooked lips. When you had a chance to serve a NAM, you just ran a deferment for every finger on your hand. That's five blown chances to show some heart, but you ain't got one. Guess that's why you falling apart. Had to get Scooter off with a name that fruity. He'd have given y'all up just to save the booty. Missing every single quail, but your man you shot. I wish you had the decency to close your eyes and rot. Cause I never knew evil till I saw your face. And the devil don't even want you cause you'll take his place. Pulling strings to get your company to fat no biz. Profiteering off the blood of America's kids. Mr. Cheney, one more bang from all this infidels. You and your Halliburton boys, go fuck yourself. GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, they red necks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood. That these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back. Sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers in a sorority or threat. Drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the gap. In 8 years of Clinton, the economy was strong. Cash was cheap. Mortgage rates low, property values high. Nobody read our emails or listened to our phone calls. And over 4,000 U.S. families had someone they love walking around, full of life. I mean, the worst Clinton did was to shine up in the Oval Office. Y'all a bunch of mass murdering, subpoena ignoring traitors and spit on the Constitution. But no matter how low you sink, you'll always have your cheerleaders, right? The Limbaughs, the Hannitys, the Becks, the O'Reillys. Then you got your water carriers. Matt Drudge, Michael Savage, Michelle Malkin, Dennis Prager, Neil Bortz, Melanie Morgan, Bill Cunningham, Laura Ingram, Rich Loud, Dick Morris, Ann Coulter, and all the other race baiters I forgot. Divide them in country instead of uniteness, just to get a check. There's a special place in the hottest part of hell for all of y'all. Oh, and Joe Lieberman. Senator Joe Lieberman, y'all can have that whiny bitch.
is relative. The dream is over. What can I say? The dream is over. Yesterday
It's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we also have a runner-up. Sunday, May 10th, 2009, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. Our runner-up to Asshole of the Week is not an individual, but an organization called the National Organization for Marriage, who took advantage of an intellectually and mentally challenged youth named Carrie Pujon, alias Miss California, after brainwashing her at Reverend Tim LaHaye's so-called university and using her as a spokesditz for bigotry and homophobia. The international organization of marriage is runner-ups to Asshole of the Week. And that leaves a very special recipient even more deserving than any runner-up. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is former director of the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, John Walters, who responded to reports and studies that medicinal marijuana works and is effective, that the war on weed and the cash cow that these fuckers have enjoyed is a waste of money, that weed is harmless and a useful plant for energy and fuel and other uses besides euphoria, although it's also good for that. And when on the radio, Mr. Walters, and the television, citing all kinds of reefer madness, Cold War type of hysteria and propaganda. John Walters, you are Asshole of the Week. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing a brand new version of Dr. Laura Hoare play tonight for the first time. Dr. Laura Hoare, 2009. Before that, you heard Suicidal Tendencies doing Institutionalized from their first CD, or the soundtrack of Repo Man. Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention did Mother People from We're Only in It for the Money. The Oz, a unit from Russia who did a punk opera called Che Lenin, did a track entitled God. Carlito Brilliante did the GOP, and you heard from Message from Outer Space and Jan Davis doing Destination Love. Terry Corin and her boyfriends did Sick, Sick, Sick. Municipal Waste did Thrashin' of the Christ and started off with Reverend Bookburn and VoltaRadio.com station ID from Deborah and Keith from the band Davey. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been National Masturbation Month 2009, and this was a special Mother's Day edition. And we are off next Sunday night, returning in 2 weeks on May 24th for another celebration of National Masturbation Month, a title to be announced, probably something uncreative like National Masturbation Month 2009 2, but we'll see. Maybe we'll put our heads together and come up with a stroke of genius and think of a never used before theme title for a masturbation related show. So we're off the 17th, back on for a masturbation show on the 24th. The title and the details will be at reverendbookburn.com. This show will likely appear in a week or less in the archives at Radio 4All, radio4all.net. And thank you, co-producer Pastor Rex Cat, for doing that and being our mother figure, if you will, of the archives. And let's see, write to the Reverend at Rev Bookburn, no period, just Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rev Bookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/Reverend Bookburn. And let's see, we are going to play a closing track and then get out of here. What I do when the show ends is, now that I'm getting a little better with all this new equipment and technology is I try to get an old show. So if I don't fuck it up, you'll hear an older show, meaning from this year, but an already done show that will be after this show ends, which will be after the closing tune, which is coming right up. We're going to play a farewell track. This is by The Cooters from the Chaos or Bust CD. It's on the Profane Existence label. It is fantastic from beginning to end, so we'll be playing more of this. But this is a new acquisition. It is fantastic. It's called Chaos or Bust by The Cooters, and this is the opening track entitled Rain Lunacy. Good night.
to wake up every morning, I used to feel so bad. I got so sick of having sleepless nights, I went and told my dad. He says, son, now here's some little something, and stuck them on my wall. And now my nights seem quite so lonely. In fact, I don't feel bad at all. I don't feel bad at all. Pictures of baby made my life so wonderful. Pictures of baby help me sleep at night. Pictures of baby just a minute, help me feel alright. Pictures of Lily, Lily, oh Lily. So fine, I fell in love with Lily. I asked my dad what Lily I could find. He said, son, now don't be silly. She's been there since 1920. Oh, how I cried that night. If only I'd been falling in this time, it would have been alright.
Have you ever seen pictures of Lily? to shoot me right down. Take me in his arms. Said he's in love with me. He won't let me be. Boom, 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 boom. He likes the way I walk. He likes the way I talk. And when I walk that walk, and I talk that talk, I knock him out right off of his feet. Come on and shake.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on and shake.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on and shake.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby. Shoot me right down. Take me in his arms. Said he's in love with me. He won't let me be. Boom, 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 boom. He likes the way I walk. He likes the way I talk. And when I walk that walk, and I talk that talk, I knock him out right off of his feet. Come on and shake.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on and shake.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on and shake.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Tonight I'm all alone in my room. I'll go insane if you won't sleep with me. I'll still be with you. I'm gonna meet you on the ice cream train. The ice cream train for dark at night. The ice cream train, or I'll go insane. Central Park. Well, don't you want to see me ever again? If not, I'll meet you on the astral plane. Astral plane for late at night. The astral plane, or I'd go insane. Well, we've known each other from other lives. I want to see you today, but I'll accept you on the astral plane. The astral plane for late at night. The astral plane, or I'd go insane. Alright. I'd have a lot to say, but you're not the one that I
say it too. At least not today. Oh, well, I don't remember it afterwards. I don't yet know the word, but I know we've been together just this week. We've been together on the astral plane. The astral plane for late at night. The astral plane, or I go insane. Well, tonight I'm all alone in my room. I'll go insane. If you wanna sleep with me, I'll still be with you. Gonna meet you on the astral plane.